Is there any value to, in a rational man's life, being spontaneous? Or should one always follow a daily routine? Well, I looked up spontaneous in the dictionary, and they say it is action without effort or premeditation. You just do it because you want to at the moment. Now, of course, if you live your life that way, that is whim worship. According to objectivism, effort and premeditation are essential. That is the use of the mind to think and focus and direction by a rational goal. So spontaneity as a principle of life would be wrong. We countered everything required by life. But that doesn't change the fact. There are many specific situations where spontaneity is perfectly proper and in some cases even necessary. And these are contexts in which you know the operative goal, you don't have to reiterate it practically. And you know the means of effecting it or what it involves so thoroughly that it's easy. It's not anything that is in any form of work or exertion. So in a case like that, the desire just springs and there's no effort, no premeditation. Now, where would this come up? Well, for instance, you're at a restaurant. And I was at a dinner recently, and they said, beef or fish? Now, I, you know my taste preferences, and I know what how many calories I'm worried about, etc. So I just said, beef. I didn't premeditate it. It just came out of the blue, and it was no work at all. That's spontaneous. But it's not irrational, because it's founded on past knowledge and experience. Now, if they said, here are three dishes, one of them is poison, and I said, I'll take that one, just pointing to one at random, spontaneously, that's what I feel like doing, that would be a misuse. By the way, the biggest home of spontaneity is sex. Try and make it premeditated and effortful when you decide to move your hand from this region of her body to this region. Or to penetrate this way rather than that way. Say, well, now what am I trying to get after? You know, and I will, you know, try to really work. Or, I won't use certain gels, whatever. That would be ridiculous. In sex, once you, you know, are in a situation which you think is rational and represents your values, you are all spontaneity. And if she doesn't like it, you discuss it after. You re-spontaneitize yourself. Now, the questioner also goes on to say that he implies that routine is bad. You know, he makes it as though spontaneity is exciting and routine is bad. Well, routine can be absolutely essential. If you are a teacher, for instance, you get up and you go to class and you teach maybe the same material year after year, or you're in a Broadway play or whatever it is, there is a lot of routine in any work. There's also a lot of value to routine just in an ordinary thing, a course of life. I see my assistant on Wednesdays. I see my so-and-so on Tuesdays. All of that is routine, and it can be a helpful or even necessary way of organizing your activities. Of course, it can be unthinking. You just follow what everybody else does. But there's nothing inherently irrational about it.